poem of the earth. I was told to guard my step against the snakes that roamed the undergrowth and stretched to sun themselves along the road back up the hill. No one had to tell me. The fear was in my bones, divinely put there by a God who knows young boys will traipse off anywhere. Every field was mine, no matter who had bought the right to call it theirs. I recognized the wind and rain and sunlight slants that came down through the trees as if to point my way. Go here and here and here. No one had to set me down and tell me I belonged, or make some storied lesson of the earth's abundant love for me and all who walk upon it. I knew already, for the earth had told me so. And I knew, too, that even 20 miles from town, on land that very few could find, when I stood beside the creek, I stood beside the Sea of Galilee. Great storms amassed, and then were calmed. Men walked and sank, and walked again, and prayed ferociously, so that I heard their words upon the wind. I took them as my own and hid them in my heart, believing that the fall of man, though harsh and often lonely, gave us sky to contemplate and streams in which to dip our burning hands and tongues. Say what you will about this life, the little time we get to call it ours. It's always something new and sweet, not a morning or an afternoon that isn't weighted down with more than we could ever hope to carry back, hopeless as we are, yet home. Warned to keep a lookout, I did, and have. And what I've seen convinces me I shall not ever want, though men demand of me everything I have or am. Careless men. Men who thrust their faces at the days and balk, cursing and despising them. Say what you will about the passing of this day or any other day that blesses you with time, the sun, a trail to walk. The steps we take are pressed forever to the earth, and sometimes rain collects, and small birds come to drink.